you're talking.
Hello. We're at Tipo Berlin 2006. My name is Donald.
And I'm Lisa.
And we're here with David Carson. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
The first question is, do you have rituals?
Rituals?
Rituals.
In terms of what?
Work-related rituals?
Ooh, probably nothing too specific. There are certain things, for instance, I can't work without music. I have to have music on, and I literally can't work without it. And so it's a huge part of my experience is the designing is the music, and depending on my mood or what I'm working on or what time of day determines the type of music I listen to. And sometimes before a new project, I'll go out and actually buy a whole group of new CDs, many I haven't heard of, or maybe just know a little bit about or something, and that group of CDs kind of becomes the experience of that project in a sense. And then when that's done, I might actually straighten up the office a bit and get rid of those CDs. And so music is probably the main ritual, I would say, for me in a sense. I cannot work without it. And I believe real strongly that you do your best work when you're working to music you enjoy. So other than that, I don't know.
So what music would rituals. Represent your stay here in Berlin?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a great question. I'm not sure I have a great answer. You know, these whirlwind trips, you come in, you're jet-lagged, you go out, you talk, you have a party, you're jet-lagged, you get up. It's I'm not sure what music that would be. Something current, something a little schizophrenic, maybe. I don't know. It could be everything almost, because it could be crazy, loud, hectic, and then it could be this jet lag, beer lag, kind of weird. So I don't know. That's a good question. But not a good answer. But
if you were like listen to music that's been sort of connected in your mind to a certain project, you're sort of reminded of the whole project. So think back when you listen songs connected to those days.
Yeah. Probably more like a complete CD versus a specific song. Hmm. But I can. I remember. It's doing an issue of Beach Culture magazine. It was actually the last one we did, but America had just started its latest war at the time, the Gulf War, we called it, and it was all over the news and everything. And I remember this last issue of Beach Culture was a very dark issue, a lot of dark imagery and kind of out of focus and very little color, and it wasn't necessarily on conscious level, but I'm sure that issue was affected by all the news we were seeing and all the images and just all this crap that, you know, if I did an issue in the last year or two, it probably might have a similar kind of feel because of the mess in Iraq.
How do you relax?
Well, I still enjoy surfing, which tends to be mostly for me in the winter because I go down to the Caribbean and because there's only surf in the winter. And that for me is very relaxing because you have to be right in the moment. You can't, when you're surfing, you can't be thinking about something past or future, really. You have to be concentrated. You're right. One of the few times I can really stay right in the moment. You have to, in a sense. And there's a certain freedom in that. And then just the amazing sights of not only just surfing, but maybe pushing through a wave and seeing the sun through it and just little moments like that. Outside of that, I enjoy bike riding. You know, just I have a beach cruiser, not a multi-gear thing, just a casual beach cruiser that I enjoy taking long bike rides on and relax with that. And there comes a point sometimes where I know I need to get out and get some exercise or just be in nature or something. But I'd say those are probably the two main ways.
But when you say when you're surfing, it's all you have to. There's no, well, past and future. You have to think. Do you also do that when you're designing? Is it yours?
Yeah. It's funny because I was thinking of that as I was saying that. I think if you're designing, I think it's probably just similar. If the design is ultimately going to end up any good, you probably have to be totally into it and completely. Absorbed in it, actually. You know, I had a quote the other night from Marshall McLuhan where he said, if you're partially involved in something, that's work. If you're totally involved, it's play or leisure. And no matter what it is, it's really true. If you're totally absorbed in something, it's no longer work. It's play or leisure, is what he said. And so if you're halfway into something, the results are going to feel that way. If you put very little into something, when somebody looks at it, that's what they're going to get back from it. So so I think that's actually a good question. For the best design, you're completely absorbed in it at the moment. You're not worried about things yesterday or what might happen tomorrow. You're just, that's why I can be working on something and all of a sudden 3 or 4 hours have gone by, or I end of the day, realize I forgot to eat. I think, oh, that's weird, I didn't eat today, and go right back to work, and not necessarily you stop and eat. But
do you see that with some of your projects? Do you say, oh, I wasn't full-heartedly in there, or does that ever happen, or are you, with every project?
Well, I like to think it's every project, but it's just, they're different. They're different challenges, different, like if I'm doing something that I have total freedom, I'm more absorbed in it. If I'm doing something for an ad agency or something that's a little more corporate or something, it's a different kind of problem solving. You have to please a lot of people, maybe in the agency and the client, and it's more performance art in a sense, especially if you're doing like television commercials where you're trying to work on something, but you have the agency and the client, all these people in the room, and they're throwing out their suggestions, and that's a little bit different. So I think for me, the more freedom I have in the project, the more totally absorbed I am in it.
So it's mostly like external circumstances take out the fun in a way, and then
they
also
can,
like
I'm redesigning a city magazine right now for Aspen, Colorado. And for an issue or two, it'll be real interesting for me because it's just a different challenge. It's a different audience. It's a different subject matter, in a sense. Very kind of different clientele they get up there. And so that, to me, is intriguing. But in the long term, it won't be so intriguing. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the Ray Gun or some of the other magazines where every issue is different and all sorts of different topics, things that I was into, I think the design, for the most part, was better, I would say. And more rewarding in a sense. But at the same time, if I can do something for a different audience in a different venue, for instance, the City magazine, if I'm able to pull it off, well, there's certain satisfaction in that too, and a certain challenge. And just since I've been here at this conference, I already have a handful of new fonts I'm going to take back and introduce into this magazine, which if you're doing a design magazine or a zine or something, wouldn't be any big deal. But for a City magazine to have some, for me to kind of sneak in some pretty state-of-the-art fonts, that'll be a little feather for me if I can do that, and I will.
Todd Radio. Now we're talking.